News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, is projecting that Jamaica's economy will grow by 1.6% this fiscal year. Head of the IMF mission team to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, says this figure is lower than earlier projections due to flood rains this year, which negatively affected numerous sectors. She notes, however, that ongoing reforms by the government to enhance macroeconomic stability will keep Jamaica on a positive growth trajectory.
In the medium term, we do expect growth to be about 2.5 to 3% as Jamaica reaps the dividends from higher investment and higher productivity from all the reforms that are currently ongoing.
Meanwhile, Dr. Ramakrishnan is urging the government to move quickly to complete upcoming wage negotiations, noting that delays pose significant risks and uncertainty to the government's fiscal accounts. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, says Jamaican farmers now have the technology to produce quality crops that can supply both local and international markets. Speaking at the Schwalenberg Greenhouse Cluster and Water Harvesting Project in Rio Hosintan, Minister Shaw said he was impressed with the quality of the produce coming out of the greenhouses, noting that the agriculture sector has the ability to boost Jamaica's economy. Mr. Shaw is encouraging farmers to capitalize on the opportunities now available to them through the various linkages.
We are looking at 50,000 square feet of agricultural production in controlled scientific conditions that are guaranteed to increase your productivity levels. As long as a hurricane doesn't come, if it's just ordinary rain, no problem.
The Schwalenberg Greenhouse Cluster and Water Harvesting Project falls under the Rural Economic Development Initiative READY, with funding support from the World Bank. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, is set to launch a Festo Didactic Center to offer training in mechatronics. CMI Executive Director Dr. Fritz Pinnock says the center will offer internationally recognized certification and will open up new opportunities for Jamaicans.
It will come with 4 new degrees initially, 2 bachelors of engineering, 1 in automation and 1 in mechatronics, 2 masters, 1 in automation, 1 in mechatronics, along with a 20 industry certification and later doctoral degrees at this level.
Dr. Pinnock was addressing a JIS think tank session earlier this week. Festo is the global standard certification for the field of mechatronics, and persons with this certification are qualified to work anywhere in the world. And the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has commended the Bank of Jamaica on the implementation of its foreign exchange intervention and trading tool introduced earlier this year. The resource, dubbed BeFixit, is a tool for the sale and purchase of foreign exchange by the bank to and from market intermediaries, authorized dealers, and cambios. Head of the IMF mission team to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, says the tool has contributed to the stability of the exchange rate in recent months.
The team commends the Bank of Jamaica for the successful introduction of the BOJ FX intervention and trading tool in June, creating a transparent and market-based exchange rate price discovery mechanism.
Under the BOJ foreign exchange intervention and trading tool, the BOJ will pre-announce up to 4 weeks ahead the quantity of foreign exchange it intends to sell to the market. This announcement will be made each Wednesday. All authorized dealers and eligible cambios will then be invited to submit bids to purchase foreign exchange from the Bank of Jamaica at specified exchange rates. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuey James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Tell us what you know about crime. Write it on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope and mark X on it. Put it in any post office box. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.